What was your team last year, but it's your team again this year? Does it feel any different?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I feel maybe a little more relaxed rolling into the season. Coming off last year, I think this year we got a lot of, you know, obvious leaders as far as, you know, all the seniors, the captains, Bish, Connor, me, and then also having guys like Vinny and Rogi and Schmatula and Cammy. So we got a lot of older guys, so it's nice to have a lot of experience with the older guys.
Can you believe how fast the time is on and this is your last shot of
those? It's crazy. Feels like I was a freshman yesterday. You know, but I'm still going to have the same butterflies, I think, when I jump on Mariucci for the first time this year, and it's a you know, it's a Friday night, so I'm really looking forward to it, and hopefully this final one's a good one.
How much more comfortable do you feel in your leadership role now that you're the captain last year and you'll be in a similar role this year?
Yeah, just more comfortable with everything as far as, you know, warm-ups and, you know, knowing my duties as far as making sure communication with the coaches or the media, things that where guys need to be and what they need to do is a lot easier and a little more stress-free this year. This time around, so hopefully we'll have a little bit better start than last year too.
What are your impressions so far on Rem Pitlick?
He's been great. He can really fly out there. He's got those fresh young legs and can really get around. I'm really looking forward to what he can do on the ice. I obviously know he's a very talented player, and I think he's going to step up to, you know, the heavy playing time minutes and do really well for us this year.
You only have one significant spot to fill in the forward lines. So what does that mean for the forwards in terms of what you expect in production this year?
Obviously, an improvement from last year. I think we were okay as far as scoring. We had a really slow start, but as the season went on, we got, you know, fairly deep within our scoring from all three lines and a couple power plays. But I'm really looking forward to, obviously, guys having another year of experience, being more consistent, and then even the guys, I guess, that are slotted below the top three lines right now to really push, because, you know, those guys have gotten better too, and I think they'll be mixed into the lineup as far as those top three lines, and they'll be able to produce and help the team out.
No one's asking questions about your goaltender.
Is
he a factor?
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't plan on it. We're pretty confident in our situation. And even after Shears had a good summer, I think he's gotten better. And then the Laramo and Kautzy also look good, and I think a little more healthy than they were last year around.
Don's history in Alaska, is he leaning on you guys a little harder this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's kind of going up there with the high hopes that the hopes as we expect to get a sweep. And I think this one's a little more pride for himself as far as being, coaching both of those programs at different times.
What do you like most about this year's
team? I love our speed. I love our, as far as chemistry off the ice right now, is awesome. Everyone's really getting along, and I think it's going to be a team that, you know, plays for one goal. There's not going to be a lot of outside influence as far as other things going on. So I think this will be a really focused group because, you know, obviously last year was unacceptable. So that's I'm really pumped for the whole thing, and that's about as positive I can be, I think.
Who have you been playing with in practice?
I've been slotted with Cammy and Schmatula for the time being, so hopefully we get off to a hot start and can produce throughout the year.
How important is that fast start for you guys, especially this weekend, to get off to that? If you guys want to sweep,
It's huge. It's huge. Obviously, from last year, you can tell how much non-conference matters. We were playing pretty well at the end of the year, and we lost to a good team and weren't able to make it. So I think everyone understands the importance of these games, so I think we're going to come out with our best in these first two games.
You like the locker room?
It's awesome, yeah. Couldn't be more excited to play this one year in it, which is kind of BS, but I can deal with it. No, I was joking around. I think some of the seniors might want a red shirt just to stick around for another year. But, yeah, it's awesome. So much tradition when you walk right in the doors. It should be really good for the, you know, years on end.
Does that make your job easier as a captain to have that space?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it changes a whole lot. You get plenty of alone time away from coaches, away from outside factors to just be with the guys. But definitely having the lounge and improved everything when it comes to sauna, training room. It's just nice. Everyone might be in a little more upbeat mood now, but it's good. Yeah, it's fun. The lounge is great. It's definitely something that we didn't have last year, and it's a really easy place to hang out and relax on a Sunday.
With how last year went, did summer go by fast? How'd you spend it?
Yeah, summer went by well. I mean, we've been kind of biting at the bit. Season ended a little too early last year, so it's kind of been a frustrating way. You try to, you know, just get back at it and work at your own game, and then once you get together with the team, start focusing on, you know, the real goals that matter.
All good.
In the...